When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Law Crimes. Woo! Oh. Hello, everybody. I'm repping.
Oh wait.
A little sticker.
Hang on, I'm stupid. Hang on.
Although, fun fact, you can also get Remembrancer merch now. Badges.
Very nice.
And shiny stickers.
Very nice.
And other things. But how is everyone? I'm afraid we don't have Hal today. Hal is busy being a real human being. So we have no Hal today. There we go. The man's there representing.
Nice.
Yes. Now I'm blessed. Ready.
Blessed. I got to find our stream.
Mm-hmm. So today, Eli will be the sole judge alongside you guys in the chat of who wins today's debate. Colin, what are we talking about today?
Well, I've sold my soul. And in exchange for being silent for the next 6 years of content on regarding the Horace Heresy, I have been gifted with a Karl Franz versus the Emperor. Versus.
I want to paraphrase. You were just like, please, let me do this. Let me do this. We're like, yeah, it's fine. Go for it. Yeah,
there was some begging involved. I will admit, I'm not too proud to admit there was some begging.
We would have given it to you anyway. We're just like, oh, this would be fun. But I will say, before we started recording, we did a coin toss who was going first, and I gave Colin the choice of an Eldar branded coin, and Colin's going first. So look, take that for what it's will. I've put every possible ball in his court to give us a good. Yeah. And to be fair, you've like thrashed me both times we've debated in a versus. So. Home turf, Big E for me, Karl Franz for you. Hopefully it will be a stirring debate. But with that in mind, Eli, do you mind doing the timekeeping for us?
Yes, I can. Judge.
If I do it, I might cheat.
Let me see. 5 minutes for round one, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. I'm ready when you fellas are. I'm heavily biased, by the way, Andy, so you're going to have to work real hard on this one.
I'll do my best. And again, I'll do a poll on the on the chat to see what the audience is thinking as well. But all right, I'm ready to go when you are, and Colin will be started anyway. So whenever you're ready, Colin.
I am all right.
Right. Let me count down the timer then, I guess.
Yep.
All right.
No, before he's we start,
ready. He's just, not ready.
No, I am ready. I was checking my blood sugar a little bit.
Oh.
Let me just look, you can see it. The insulin's going in. That was it. Yeah. All right.
PEDs for the debate. Bands. Bands.
Yeah, I'm juicing right now.
Insulin right. Beer. That's awesome.
All right. All I need, baby.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, so introducing Karl Franz is, you know, seems like, you know, walking up to someone and going, hey, have you ever heard of this Jesus Christ fella? But, you know, I'll do what I have to do. He's Karl Franz, Prince and Emperor of Reichland, the Emperor of the Empire of Man. Elector Count of Reichland, the Defier of the Dark. He's got more titles, but, you know, we'll cut it there. he's a real cool dude. He's, you know, as he says in his trailer, he's just a man born into this world like you and me. He's, you know, he's a reasonable fella. I'm not just going to keep repeating he's Karl Franz, but just one more time for the sake of it. He's Karl Franz. He's what that most rare things in both Warhammer and real life, a politician with your best interests at heart. It doesn't happen very often. With him, it does. he didn't even want to be emperor because he saw what it did to his dad. And if you've ever seen a before and after picture of Obama from his presidency, it's a little something like that, except the emperor is a kind of a for life thing.
Wow.
A little bit of a stressor. I was like, no, I don't want that. I don't think I'm worthy. I don't think I can handle it. But he had some convincing by both some close allies at home and abroad during which he also made friends, you know, which, again, something very rare in Warhammer, someone who doesn't want more war, which, you know, some people in this debate might be kind of tripping at that hurdle. But we'll save any further shade for later. When he was voted almost unilaterally into becoming the emperor, there's a short story you can find on the Total War website of all places. The only person who voted against him turned out to be the changeling. So I'm going to go ahead and say that one doesn't count. There seems like there's some bias in that vote. even Middenland voted for him. Boris Todbringer, that is some impressive stuff. And since then, he's just gone around and made the Empire a better place to live. He made all sorts of promises to the different electors that he even said, I felt a little bit bad about them because I felt like I was playing them, which then, you know, one guy from a cynical point of view was like, oh, that's politics. You got to do what you got to do. If you read what he was doing, every single person came away from that with a fat dub delivered by Carl himself. And of course, he's a warrior. This is Warhammer. I would never, you know, we have to acknowledge that. He's fought greenskin war bosses. He's fought giant spiders, you know, with goblins. He's fought beastmen, chaos, Norskins. He's fought everything on the planet and come out on top. Sometimes with a bit of help from Sigmar, but you know what? I'm not here to debate power levels. I'm here to debate that he's, you know, better. And you know what? He's human. He's given assistance from his god, which in this setting is sometimes needed. He does his best. Because at the end of the day, all he has is a hammer and his mount. By the way, he rides a griffin, which is coolest mount ever. So that's already automatically giving him points in his favor. He's just a fantastic guy all around. Fun fact, he's died, came back, not even in the end times. I just mean in old lore, he died. But then they realized, we can't kill him. He's too goddamn cool. So they brought him back. Incidentally, he... you know, again, I'll throw a little bit of shade. Carl Franz in that image shows what it's really like to sit on a throne and look cool. Because even in that old lore, when he was a dying old fuck, he looked cool as hell on that throne with the fire behind him and Galmaraz in his hand. He's a team player. He's a hero. He's been inhabited by the spirit of Sigmar himself, which is pretty high up on the scale of, you know, badass feats. He's Carl Franz. He's the prince and emperor. And you know what? I will end simply by saying he's a real cool dude. And you know what? He fights for his people. And I think there's some leaders in Warhammer that could really learn how to fight for their people, not the ideal version of their people that will never exist.
Oh, very nice. 40 seconds to spare. Well, I'm convinced. Andy, what do you have to say for yourself?
Wow. That seems a shame. It's a shame that there's so little to talk about Carl Franz. There was 40 seconds left to go. I mean, what can I say?
Wow. Uh-huh. All right, Eddie, are you prepared?
Interesting. Okay, Rob. Round two is starting the venom early then. Okay.
We got to ignite the fuse at some point, so let's go.
All right, that's fair.
All right, Andy. So, three.
Wait, hang on. DJ Beast, I'll do you one better.
What did DJ Beast do?
He's saying, do 15 push-ups and I vote for you.
Oh, and we'll read Dono's after Andy's round, just so you guys know.
In between both, like, our rounds.
Yeah, in the sections. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Right.
A three, a two, a one, a go.
Okay, speaking of, you know, Carl Franz was like the closest thing to Jesus in Warhammer Fantasy, there are allusions in End and the Death Free that Biggie was literally Jesus. We know for a fact he was at least Alexander the Great, because the quote, and lo, Alexander saw there were no more worlds to conquer, is attributed directly to the emperor. Biggie was also born a man, and he was, out of the two, the only one to exceed mortality. You want to talk about emperors? What about a god emperor, bruh? Karl Franz, second fiddle to Sigmar, the actual god that people care about. Karl Franz, like, oh, he's a pretty chill dude, like that dog meme that I hate on Twitter. Oh, second fiddle to the actual main character of humanity. Literally the Bobby G equivalent to the Emperor. Stay in school, Karl Franz. The adults are talking. Ain't got no psychic powers. Lol, hammer go smash. Alliances with Xenos, or in this case, not even Xenos, just like elves, basic bitch elves with no special like space powers. Like, oh, bruh, you can't conquer your own planet. You had one planet. You couldn't just conquer it with humans on your own. Nah, you had to make alliances with elves. Elves, yuck. Can't do it on your own. Can't do it off your own back. One measly planet. Reichland's got 17 towns. Export is iron and cheese. Holy Terror exports conquest and badasses. Reichland has a bit like, friends, I've got 17 towns in Reichland. Ooh, I've got several different towns. I've got Stirland, Avaland, Wissenland. What is even Wissenland? That's not a real word. Talablakland, Hockland, blah, blah, blah. Biggie's got a million worlds. He's got a million worlds. And he did it like that in a few years with a bunch of sons. Hey, I'm not trying to like be puerile or anything. I'm just saying, Big E, he's got at least 20, 21 sons, one of which there might also be biological sons like Konstantin Valdor. Karl Franz ain't got no bitches. Hashtag Virgin of Freikland. Oh, I said it. Karl Franz, he ain't got no girlfriend. He ain't got no missus. What's this guy waltzing around with his cape, with his plumed helmet, thinking he's all that? Bruh, have you ever been to a nightclub? Can you even do the gritty? What's up with you? I'm just saying, like, dude can't even get a girlfriend. Whereas, like, Big E's like, oh, my girlfriend, oh, name's Erda. She, like, made me several sons, and they conquered the galaxy on my behalf. And they're like, even just one of them is, like, more powerful than you in any conceivable way. And they're all a fragment of who I actually am at my core because I'm such a badass. That's a cute little throne you got there. Mine can like make a projected beacon in space. It can seal portals in the immaterial realm. And it can like, if you sat on this, I bet you wouldn't last 2 minutes, just like your bedroom life. I said it, Big E can last longer than Karl Franz. Not even joking. It's a fact. We all know. Galmaraz, weak-ass sword. Oh, the most powerful thing I have is a hammer that's gold. Oh, what can it do? It's basically Sting from The Hobbit. But instead of flashing green when it hears, like, goblins and stuff like that, it's just like, ah, chaos. My spider sense is tingling. There's some chaos over there. Like, my sword beats up your hammer. My sword, it's on fire, which is cool. And it can banish anything, not just banish something into the immaterium. It just untethers immaterial like beings and demons from reality. It control out deletes anything it touches. Just the sword alone is cooler than anything Karl Franz has ever done. I'm just saying. Big E's got better drip, let's be honest. Pure gold. Nice big shield thingy. Those jousting shields with the big hawk. He's got the big screaming face on his knee that's like, argh! Like, he's got way cooler armor. Don't get me wrong. Karl Franz is a pimp. We all know it. He's got the colors. He's got the armor. He's got the sheen. He shines his boots. He's a pretty cool guy. But again, stay in school, Karl Franz. Big E is talking. He'll shut you up with a fort. He'll shut you up with a blast or a glare. He'll bring you to his knees, bring you to your knees just by going... And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't got any psychic powers. I guess I'll just sit down because, oh, I'm just a guy. I'm just a cool guy, bro. Don't worry about me. I'm just Karl Franz. It's fine. I'm just some guy. Just some guy that doesn't matter. Anyway, that's all.
Wow. All right. Very good. 20 seconds to spare.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting rebuttal, Mr. Andy.
Should we read some donos before we move on?
With all the blood. Boy.
Oh my gosh.
So we got Bloody Shirt Music, $2. Run Colin losing his shit.
Tom Warren with the two.
Thank you, Tom.
The greatest emperor of man versus the worst dad ever.
We ain't here about talking about dads. We're here talking about empering. That's a different thing. At least he's got sons. Just saying.
Donkey Man USA, thank you for the $5. I have the day off. The new Stormlight book just dropped. I have a fresh handle of vodka, and my rat marines need painting today rules. It sounds like a good day, my brother.
Mm.
Bean, thank you for the $5. When the fantasy cell when the fantasy cell says something so 40k phobic, you gotta hit him with the end time stare. Yeah,
that's funny.
Play your shirt music day for the $2. Shout out to Knife's cat. To who?
Knife's cat.
Did somebody kill somebody's cat in the lore? Is this a real life thing?
Matt Eckert for $5. Carl Franz sounds like Carl France, which makes him Bretonian. Checkmate, Colin.
I'm going to come to your house and beat you to death. Oh, this is a nice one. Heed the Carnex. Just want to thank you guys for bringing so much joy to my life. Been watching you for a few months and I've loved every video. Wishing you all the best. Love you too. Thank you very much for
that.
Love
you long.
Thank you.
What a nice
love
thing.
You too.
Bless you.
Donkey Man USA, $5. Note, everyone who has ever had to work with Big E hates him. Everyone loves Carl, even Vlad. We ain't talking about who's the like nice guy. Hashtag nice guys on Reddit. We're talking about who's an emperor and does the job properly. Sometimes you need a boss bitch, and the emperor is that.
Elliot Hops, thank you for $5. Colin, if you were married to Marathi, on the condition that you had to make videos at the same rate as Auspex Tactics, how long would you be married?
I think I would just have to hire like 50 editors. Yeah. But my God, I'm committing.
Auspex is insane.
Hey, oh my God, yeah.
He's a hero. He is a hero. Oh, Bunny Cop, thank you for the $5. Caught in team meeting, welcoming new blood. We'll have to watch the Franz win in post, smiley face. Thank you, Bunny Cop.
Hey, shush. Hey, shush. We've only just started. None of that bias, just because Total War is good.
Hope your team meeting goes well. Hello, Tom Warren, for the $5. Thank you, Tom. Carl Franz has kids. They haven't really done anything, but that also means they haven't tried to kill him and ruin the galaxy either.
I'd rather have 9 good boys and 9 bad guys that try to kill me than a bunch of Nepo babies who don't do anything. I'm just saying. And Gammoth Draws, $5. Started reading Echoes of Eternity as my first Warhammer novel. Whoa, what a pick. Got to the last part, and boy, am I loving it. Is it wrong to love Transactor so much?
That is an interesting book to start with.
Yeah, because it's like part of the way through HH, Siege of Terror.
I need to get it all.
Give me an idea.
You first, sorry.
I've just been working on my Siege of Terror video for Sunday. You can see the timestamps. This is how much I've spent 4 days working on it.
Jesus.
3 days of script, 2 days to record the audio, and then today I've just been editing, and it's almost done, and it's like...
Man.
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot, but it's good, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
Jeez.
Also, Bloody Shirt Music said, he literally had steam coming from his ears. I don't know about that. I don't know if it would come through the headphones, but still.
All right. I do have questions for the two of you.
All right.
Since Colin went first, I'll ask him first. Colin, can you justify the window tax?
Can I justify the window tax?
He's dead. Eldrad got him.
Easily, I would justify my empire as an empire. Wait, hang on.
Did you know that you're
am I here?
You did a Markiplier. You went and then you stopped.
Here you are. Here.
Go back now, though.
Restart. This is Imperium of Man sabotage happening to me right now. They know I speak the truth. I would justify by saying the empire is a very complicated. It's an empire. It's got a lot of politics going in behind it, and also consider that around the times of the window tax. Archaon was coming. That was, building up. So I give it I say there's two different justifications. Pick which one you like more. Either there was a whole lot of politicking going on that Carl Franz did to make, that ended up resulting in the window tax. Fun fact, the president doesn't sign every single bill in the law himself. Similarly, I don't think Carl is personally writing every law himself. Or the other justification, you ever play Fable 3 and think it's real goddamn stupid that you can't tell your citizens, like, hey, have 1 year of taxes so the end of the world doesn't kill everyone. It's that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Did he know Archaon was coming at that time?
Yeah, that was part of the buildup. I have read Warhammer Fantasy Core rule books. The whole thing is Archaon's coming, the next great incursion of chaos.
Archaon was there just like, oh, Carl Franz, I'm coming. And you're like, oh, no, push him away. He's weird.
I mean, he is the ever chosen of all of chaos. That does include Slaanesh.
He lasts longer than anyone in chaos. Nice.
He's the only person ever talked directly to Slaanesh and not come away possessed.
And horny. He was just like, oh, I talked to Slaanesh. Did you get possessed? No, but a god. Boner.
I think Bobby is vile too, kind of, but I don't know how much that counts.
Yeah. But like, Fabius is all like, I don't have urges. You're cringe.
Yeah, he's also just demented. So
he's a Redditor too.
He's a Redditor.
Walking to a demon, you fucking nerd.
He's a Redditor combined with back in my day, things were better.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to bed, Fabius. I don't sleep. All right, Fabius, we'll play. Have your Werther's Originals and go away. You know?
Bella. Now, Andy, I know you were saying that the Emperor, that he has some ladies in his life, but can you explain to me why every lady in his life and friend has ever, other than the one friend, has left him and hates him, and why Erda betrayed him and went behind his back and scattered his sons throughout the galaxy?
I'm just saying, like, the man's been alive for, 30,000 years? He pulls. He's got the drip. You want to talk about body count? That man is body count personified. Let's not even beat around the bush right now. And you can say, oh, people hate him. It's just like, don't hate the player, hate the game. It's like, bruh, you want to talk about, like, oh, you got your window taxes. Like, you have taxes. Bruh, we just say give or else. Much more efficient. Don't have to worry about taxes if the refusal to give what you want is, well, your planet, go bye-bye. Like, Biggie don't play games. Biggie is again, don't hate the player, hate the game. He's got to be he's fighting all four chaos gods at once simultaneously. He's having to defend every domain in the galaxy simultaneously. Bra has been sat on a throne staving off hell for 10,000 years, and he's like, I ain't going crazy. I'm doing a good enough job. I'm basically, you know, my resolve is so strong that I'm rotting on a throne, and I'm in constant pain, like the worst pain imaginable, as my physical form slowly deteriorates. I'm not complaining. I'm doing my job. Yeah. Put Franz on that throne for 5 seconds, he'd cry like a baby.
Like, oh, where's my blue helmet? Oh, I'm scared. Right,
I know this man is not insulting the castle helmet drone. Anyway, so I have one more defense for the window tax, if I may be allowed to speak a little out of turn. If we didn't get the window tax, then we wouldn't get the best book series in all of Warhammer. So,
Okay, all right.
We don't get Godric and Felix if we don't tax the windows. Also means no Thankful.
True. Maybe. Well, or Thankful just wins. Okay.
No, he doesn't. He's Thankful.
Yeah, it's true. Interesting answers from the two of you. We will move on to round two.
All right, that's three minutes
long.
Yeah, it's 5-3 than two now.
Are you ready, Mr. Colin?
I am.
Okay, a three, a two, a one, a go.
So I think I'll just start with, like, the very low-hanging fruit. I'm currently looking at a picture of Carl Franz's family, which I would like to note, he made the traditional way as opposed to Big E, who had to scientifically and magically create his own kids, because he can't get any bitches because they all left him. Like Erda, who had the thought that, you know what's better than letting this guy raise my kids? Throwing them into hell. You know who didn't have that thought? Carl Franz's wife. But, you know, let's move on from that. Let me just break out probably the single greatest win I can ever get in this argument. Let me show you something. It's not fully painted.
You can hit the gritty right now, chat. He's in prime gritty and stance.
You know what this is? You know what the Emperor of Mankind doesn't have that Carl Franz does? An official model that, like I said, not fully painted, but very curious. I can use Carl Franz in the tabletop, can't use Big E, so he's already infinitely more relevant than the Emperor ever will be, because you can't use him on the tabletop, but you can use this Emperor on the tabletop. But I address some other stuff. First of all, you said it's an argument over being the Emperor. It's real interesting, because one, Big E didn't want to be Emperor. It was Malkador who told him to take on, you know, the Emperor of Mankind, old Mantle. Also didn't want to be a god. How's that working out for you, asshole? Nothing like that level of denial. How about, let's see what Carl Francis is Emperor. You know, window tax, I get a bit of an iffy, but it is something that was decreed by the Emperor. He's worked with the Elector Counts. He's done all sorts of stuff. What are Big E's act as the Emperor? He's done two in, like, what, the 500 years he was the Emperor, however long the Great Crusade lasted? He gives rogue traders their edicts, like their writs of trade, and the Council of Nicaea. That's 500 years of being an emperor to do two things, because in every other way, he hasn't been an emperor. He doesn't lead. He leads armies, but you don't need to be an emperor to do that. You're just a warlord, which I got to tell you, there were a whole lot of those in Warhammer. I'm glad you brought up, Karl Franz needing allies and stuff to conquer. Because one, you'll notice the emperor couldn't even conquer Terra on his own with normal humans. He had to make the Thunder Warriors and then the Space Marines. So the Emperor couldn't do it with normal people either. He couldn't create an Imperium without super soldiers. Carl Franz defends his empire with normal people, faith, steel, and gunpowder, which, curiously, the Emperor couldn't quite manage. Going forward, fun thing, you know, he conquered the galaxy. Great. Well, again, with those 20, 21, 19, 18, 9, whatever number you want to throw out, depending on which propaganda you're reading. All his kids, which he had to make scientifically with, you know, BS, whatever. That's great. You rule the galaxy. What happens then? Oh, nine of your kids betray you.
Your 3 minutes is up, Mr. Colin. I did not give you a warning.
Fine.
I was too enthralled. I suppose
the emperor's fruit, the emperor sure sowed, and then he had to reap.
All right, Andy, are you ready for your rebuttal?
Just a second. I'm trying to make notes. Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so it shouldn't really need to be said, but comparing the exploits of Karl Franz to the emperor is like comparing a kid with matches to a fireworks display. Archaon is a baby as far as Chaos champions go. Abaddon's been fighting for 10,000 years. He's had 13 Black Crusades, galaxy spanning, and he's a thorn in the side of the Emperor. If Big E had to fight Archaon, he'd just be like, all right, he's gone, moving on. Karl Franz is like the William Shakespeare of 40K. Everyone loves his works. No one gives a shit about any of his kids. Do you know any of the kids of Shakespeare? He had them. Do you know their names? Do you know their deeds? No, because they were irrelevant, because he overshadowed his children's deeds. Whereas Rabute Gilliman, who, might I add, Colin is a big fan of, and the Ultramarines, big fan. You don't have Ultramarines or Rabute Gilliman without Dada, without Big E himself. Everything you love about Rabute or any of the other characters in that kind of vein, they're a fragment of the Emperor. They're a piece of him. That's like a little slice of the big wheel of cheese that is the Emperor. Oh, Parmigiano. Bel dente. Throwing your kids into hell is like the ultimate boarding school. I will not have any bad words said about Erda. It's a valid strategy to build character for your kids. I'm just saying, Lion turned out fine. Jagadai turned out fine. Gilliman turned out fine. Sanguinius turned out fine. Ferris turned out fine. Vulcan turned out fine. It's endless. Angron turned out fine. Don't at me. Also, Big E doesn't have a miniature, because if you made a miniature officially for GW, you'd put him on the board and then your opponent go, oh no, I lost. Like, you wouldn't even have to make a move. You'd just be like, Big E, It's like putting a level 100 Mewtwo against a level 1 Bidoof. It wouldn't work. It just doesn't happen. Nothing would work. Big E isn't just a warrior. He's a statesman. He's a conqueror. He's a scientist. He's a diplomat. He's a sorcerer. Every conceivable thing. And we know from the millennia he lived, it's described he was a sailor. He was a scientist. He was a coward. He was a politician. He was a warrior. He wore many faces and he projected himself in many different ways so he could be every type of person. And that's why he was the only person who could say, I know what to do to preserve humanity because everyone else doesn't have my lived experience. Because let's face it, 1v1, Franz versus the Emperor, irrespective of who could win the fight, doesn't matter. Even if Karl Franz won, Emperor's a perpetual baby. He'll get back him and kick your ass. Doesn't matter if Karl Franz won, which he wouldn't anyway. But even if he did, it's like, I'm ready for round two. And Karl Franz's like, ugh. And then Big E is literally the South Park meme. I ain't hear no bell. And he just come in and beat the shit out of you. I was going to say that I'm probably done with my time. So
all right. I'll forfeit the few seconds. Very left. Nice. Very nice.
Engron turned out fine.
That is a crazy thing to say.
He was fine until he was captured.
The lion turned out fine. Brother is the Primarch of autism.
There's nothing wrong with autism.
There's not. I think I have it.
I'm just saying, Lion does what he does best, and I love him for it. It's like, yeah, Charles Dance in space? Yes, please. Just saying. Also, I don't appreciate this comment from Maine saying, why does Andy look like he's about to
all right, hang on. That is horrid. You take that back. That is, we're having a debate, not a...
I must admit, today, for some reason, I saw the recent, some of the crypto stuff that's been going on. I was like, we should do like a trailer for our merch being like, introducing lore tokens. And then be like, only kidding. We're not scumbags. Buy our t-shirts instead.
I mean, you've got the little tokens.
you can
use those as the coin. Tokens,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But no, just because I'm wearing a turtleneck, it's winter. Leave me alone. I don't look French, D-Day Beast. How dare you? I'm not French.
Wow. Oh, my God. All right,
Eli, what's your thoughts?
That was an interesting round. There's a lot of it's closer. It's a lot closer now than it was last round. I'm just going to say that. I've been keeping score.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Should we read out some donos before we get to the third
very
one?
Well.
and it'll be different for the next round, but any points that are centered around spite towards the other party have not contributed any points.
Damn, I got no points. Oh. Andy got no points. No one got any points that round.
We all lose together. Yeah. Amazing.
I will say Andy's second round was substantially better than his first round, actually, believe it or
not. Brother said Angron turned out fine. What?
Yeah, well, so you said some other things that were better.
All I'm saying, Colin, his Demon Primarch miniature is pretty based.
It is pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Exactly my point. He did what he needed to do, which was to be a failure. And at least as being a failure goes, he was the best at it.
Other than Lorgar. And he's going to lose points if he keeps talking.
Angron does not deserve this.
Raw 666 donated $10. Say, why are you arguing? The Emperor is not an Emperor and screwed it from Brith with his sons and his poor design. Karl got a damaged empire work to make it better and succeed, which is more impressive. Is it though? It's like a tiny speck on a planet it's just one planet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, we see Carl Franz in here. Folks, thank you for the €2 or pounds. I never remember which one. Carl Franz would have 20 loyal Primarchs. That's pretty true.
He had 21.
Mm-hmm. Donkey Man USA, thank you for the two. Collins window tax argument sealed the deal. I gave you three explanations, and only one of them was meta bullshit. But it's good meta bullshit because it's Gotchick and Felix.
Nolan Baker for 5 CA, Canadian dollars.
Canadian dollars.
Canaducks. It's too late for you, shiny Witch King. I've drawn you as the skeletal steel droider and me as the power stanced hammer holding Chad. Weep, Imperium fools.
Glorious.
Indeed.
Donkey Man USA, thank you for the $5. Imps, I did not kill them. It's bullshit. I did kill them. I did not. Oh, hi, Malkador.
Can I do the impression, please? Can I do the impression, please?
Yes.
I did not kill them. It's bullshit. I did kill them. I did not. Oh, hi, Malkador. There you go.
After murdering
all of the Thunder Warriors.
Main event, Virgil. Shout out. Hello, friend. Thank you for the $5. And that one's pounds this time.
That's euros.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
European
Euro
dollars.
Looks almost like an E if you squint.
Think about this way. Euros
what
look
is
like
this one?
Comb.
What is this one?
It looks like a comb for your hair, whereas pounds has a little tail.
No, the pound looks like an L because we take an L every time we have to order from Games Workshop.
All right. Well, Made of it, Virgil, thank you for the five. I could have gone to my work Christmas party, but I'm here instead. Honestly, respectable. I don't know if that speaks positively of you or more likely negative of me. Depends on where you work, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to put it out there. I don't care where you work. This is where it's at. This is where the cool kids sit.
Although my old job, their work party was Chinese food, so that's pretty hard to pass up. I'm not going to lie.
That's pretty good.
Mm.
But,
I used to work as an engineer in a hospital. That was fun.
Yeah. Well, I worked at a movie theater. That was a bit more fun.
You ever take apart a suction machine that's full of oil and several people's saliva?
Oh, my gosh.
That's
all
fun.
Right. All right.
I was a janitor at church, which on most days was pretty slow, and I would usually have some time to myself because there's only so many times you can mop the pews. on the other hand...
I just gotta say, mopping the pews sounds like a euphemism to me. I don't know why. It
probably is for what they do to the altar boys in the back. But
he went there. No!
But the days I had to clean up human feces from the bathroom was significantly less fun.
There were many of those at the movie theater.
Yeah, I bet. Somehow, the bathrooms when I worked at Dairy Queen, pretty clean. At the Dairy Queen.
Wow.
But the church, you know, the house of God. Toilet paper everywhere, sometimes feces everywhere.
I suppose Dairy Queen, there's a monarchic, so it's like, hey, the only people that dine here are kings and queens. So it's like, you've got to be respectable. I appreciate you.
Also, if I'm at a Dairy Queen, I'm not going to use the bathroom.
Very fair, which probably contributed to that. Also, Andy, I'm going to be honest. I don't think the guy who told me to call my coworker a slur because it took him a while to get his food was a king. I do not think that man was a king. I think that man had unresolved.
He's a Burger King. He's a Burger King.
as a Brit, I just got to ask though, is a Dairy Queen like a milkshake place or is it?
It's mostly like ice cream, shake, stuff like that. But if you're this man and you order six meals there's a McDonald's across the street, then yes, no, it's not an ice cream shop. But you know I don't think I count that man as a human being.
Dairy Queen's chicken fingers used to be goated. They were like this big, and now they are literally this big and the same price, if not more expensive. I never buy fast food.
McDonald's is right across the street. Mm. If you want food, why are you coming to the Dairy Queen? Get ice cream. That's what we're here for.
Is it true that White Castle is pretty good?
White Castle is perfect in the scenario that it's 2 a.m. and you're shit-faced.
Well, that's the thing. I've seen the memes on like social media of White Castle at 3 a.m. just there with the binoculars outside, like looking at what's happening.
Mm-hmm. It's great all around because you have to stutter out to the person you order after you're like 12 beers deep, which is quite difficult. But the bright side is whatever you tell them, whatever food you get, you're just happy to have some White Castles. So it doesn't matter if your order is correct or not.
Mm. Very nice. Maybe we should save the fast food talk for later, though. I will say one thing though. I'm pretty sure because Dairy Queen's ice cream product is so far off from being real ice cream, they can't legally call it ice cream, which is why it has other names.
Yeah, that's why it's like flurries and blizzards and stuff. I worked there because I was 16 and needed a job. I didn't work there because I wanted to join the Dairy Queen family.
Eat my malleable dairy-like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Greece.
Most least processed American food. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. I need to ask you fellas some questions. We have some more donations. Why don't you guys read those up? I told the chat to post some questions and we'll see if they did.
Okay.
Okay.
I see Dota 2 in the chat. Thanks, Mike.
Gameth draws with the $2. Thank you. Altar boy, he priest mopped my pew till I pray. I did start that. Donkey Man USA, thank you for the five again. Oh God, Colin, you worked at Dairy Queen too. I'm glad you were with my suffering. Worst part of high school and college for me. I learned just how much of a psychopath I was there. Yeah, you learn pretty quickly if you can deal with the public or not. You know, some countries have like mandatory military service. I'm taking this from Mandalore Gaming, but there should absolutely be like a 1 year mandatory retail like spend.
Wow. Yeah, well, I suppose like you can already buy guns in shops. It's just like, you've already covered that. Just retail.
No, like you will treat people differently if you work in the service industry. I swear to God. Mm.
Yeah. Especially if you earn like a certain amount of money. If you're like a Nepo baby, it's like if your parents earn this much, you have to work at like Walmart or something similar for at least a year. Just to get character.
You need to appreciate what the dollar is. Mm.
Oh gosh. Oh, and coming back up, here he is.
Carl wins. Thank you for the 15 shekels. Carl wins because his window tax is the reason Gotch and Felix met, leading Gotch becoming a true hero, even in the times of the Age of Sigmar.
Thank you.
That was the man himself. Look at that icon. Oh. Mm.
Thank you, Mr. Emperor, biased. For the $20.
Biased. Biased.
Among Us. I read Among Us.
Well, for $20. Damn it. Exterior? I know there are weebs here among us. The Emperor has children named the Sensei or Sensei. He can get laid. He can. If anybody says anything about his current state, bring up Colin's bed and how he can made. Oh no.
Wow. Well, thank you for the $20 for saying
we
that.
We don't know. We don't know if maidens have been there. We can't make that jump.
Oh,
none of you need to know my sexual history.
All I'm saying is that every time I see one of the puppers on the bed, it brings me joy. So I will not hear a bad word about Colin's bed, even if it's unmade. It is often the lair of puppers, and they're cute. How dare you for having a go? Anyway,
Raw 666 with the 5.
Well, thank you very much,
Emperor. If every oh god, Eli, I think he's got some questions for you.
Interesting. All right, if everything is to plan, then why put yourself on the throne, Carl? Why do you tolerate Britonia? You guys can both answer that.
Andy, would you like to go first since you were up in the order?
So, if everything is planned, then why put yourself on the throne? Is that the
I believe that was his question. Yeah, for you.
Well, put it this way: no one else can do it. If you got to step up to the plate and everyone else is a bitch ass, you know, weak psyker, or don't even have psychic powers, I guess, you know, here we go again. I guess I'll do it myself.
Ignore that Magnus was made to put on the throne, but the Emperor Magnus is a nerd,
and even our good friend Hal had the writer for the Thousand Sons books, Graham McNeil, on his show, and he said himself, and I quote, "Did Magnus do anything wrong?" And Graham said, "Yes." The guy who wrote the Thousand Sons book said, "Yes. Let's put this to bed. No more comments. Did Magnus do it?" Yes. Yes, he did.
That's crazy. Who
he
made
always
Magnus?
Did stuff.
Jamie, pull that up.
Pull that up.
Let me just, you know, before I answer that next one, recharge.
I'll read it out then. So main event, Virgil, €5. I worked in customer service.
I stole the other half of my question. Andy, you son of a bitch.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Go for your question.
We'll still read your donut. Don't worry.
We will. How does Carl tolerate Britonia? Why does he? Because as much as, you know, Britonia is a vile scum of, you know, a vile den of scum and villainy, it makes Mos Eisley look like fucking the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
Carl knows that he needs allies in the world he lives in, which again, to my point before, you know, I ran out of time, but because this is a related question, I can answer again properly here. Carl knows, let's say worst case scenario, which never happened, but let's say it did.
End times.
Empire. All right. Fuck off. That was Games Workshop, not the war. let's say Games Workshop gave us Empire of Man, the Horus Heresy, you know, equivalent. That sucks. Carl has allies to call upon. He can call the Bretonians. He can call Kislev. He can call Talaya, Estalia. The Emperor had the people already in his empire to call upon, half of which turned against him. So why does he tolerate Bretonia? Because even though some of your allies might suck, in the world of Warhammer, you need what you can get. And you know what? I'll give Bretonia their credit. I'm so determined to win this, I'll give Britonia some credit. Wow. You do not want to be in front of a cavalry charge they're doing. They may only have one thing. I'll give them credit. They ride horses real good. Unfortunately, they ride them also in the wrong way, but you know, we don't need to discuss that too much.
Interesting.
So that's why I tolerate.
That was a good answer. Okay, I'm gonna read main event Virgil's Fiverr. Thank you very much again. I worked in customer service, and whenever a white American woman called in, I'd play up the Irish accent. They loved that shiz. I live here, but I'm Pakistani. Well, nice. Very fun. Nice. I've actually had very few bad experiences in my customer service. And working for like 5 years, I worked at the movie theater. I don't think anyone ever yelled at me.
Most of mine weren't too bad, but it was, again, when the guy says, hey, call your coworker a slur, it's kind of hard for
I did not have anything that your bad. Image of your job. Oh, my gosh. Tom Warren, thank you for the two. Manus does suck. I hope his parents are ashamed. I think they are, my brother. Morningstar, definitely. Cool PFP. Thank you for the $5. I only recently watched the Ogre's Fireside episode. But what I want to ask, if you guys are still doing beginner to expert kids, what does this mean? What's this iceberg vids now? Yeah, iceberg and beginner to expert are the same thing.
It's
basically when we moved to live versions of beginner to expert, but it was like, let's do it in a live format. So they're basically the same thing.
It's a rebrand, but it's the same thing. Still us going from easy to deep to middle. All over the place, depending on who's doing it. Hi, I'm Colin.
Usually torturing Colin by going, hey, we're talking about another Great Crusade episode. Uh-huh. And then he's like,
look, I said, I'm not going to open every Horus Heresy now by complaining about it. Mm-hmm. I will still criticize when a stupid thing happens. I think that's fair, but I'm not going to start with complaining.
And once I've read Dark Elf books and vampire books, I'll fight for a vampires and Dark Elf beginner to expert iceberg, whatever.
Also, let's be honest. A lot of the Horus Heresy are not good books. Not all of it. Even I admit,
the trouble is some are bad books and some are anthologies. And even when the anthologies are good, they're like a good quarter of the books. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it, that 54 books realistically becomes like 40 something. You take out the Salamanders books because they are trash. More like 30. There's some great books. And then like even the great books where it's like, oh my God, Shadrach Medusan's awesome. Oh no. And then it's like, oh, no more of him, I guess. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Look, it's just, again, I am sorry. I'm sure he's a nice guy. But when we get to the part of the Horus Heresy where Nick Keim is leading the charge, I can't in good conscience say that this is...
All I'm saying, I've just done my Siege of Terror script, and there were a couple of Space Wolves and Salamanders and Iron Hands. None of them made the script because they're literally in the book for a sentence because they're like they're null and void at that point. Like the culmination of the series is like, who matters? Traitors and Blood Angels, White Scars, and Imperial Fists. A couple of Dark Angels. Cool.
Mm-hmm. That's about it. Well, I guess it also has the issue where the first like five books are written like they're supposed to be the only books, and then all of a sudden it drags out for 50 more books after half of the storyline is finished in the first five books.
Even like The Descent of Angels is like a prequel to the Horus Heresy, so it's not even based in the Horus Heresy. Mm-hmm. It's Caliban stuff. And you're like, huh? And it's very confusing.
And if you're one of the legions in the first five books, your fall is one book instead of 10. So it happens drastically and suddenly with poor plot devices. Looking at you, Fulgrim. Mm. But you know how it's still a good book. Still, but the Layer Blade is stupid. Mm. Layer Blade is so stupid. okay, we gotta get back on track. Though we are so off track.
Yep.
I'll ask my own questions. I might ask Colin too because my questions are bad because my Empire lore is mid and there's 1 million questions I can ask Andy because the Emperor does kind of suck a lot of the time. But I'll say, sorry.
Andy, again, I want you to know I did not pay him before we started this. There was no favors exchanged. This is just all him.
Okay, well, call it. First question, why would I how does Carl Fron solve?
Bro, your blatant lie broke my camera.
He's frozen.
Ah, screw it. I'll put that on there again.
How does Carl Franz address the Middenland problem? Is that the right Marienburg, not Middenland?
Oh, Marienburg?
Who aren't part of the Empire.
That was an inherited issue due to a former emperor who was, you know, I'm not gonna lie, resoundingly incompetent. As for him addressing it, diplomatic avenues. He's not going to charge into Marienburg, you know, dick swinging, firing away. He could, but he knows it's not worth it for a variety of reasons. So diplomatic ties and trade ties. You'll notice Marienburg's, you know, ports still flow right into the empire through the River Reich and, you know, over land routes. So he's treating them as a separate entity. I'm sure, you know, there would be motions subtly put into method because Carl is, again, he does dirty things if he needs to. If he needs to, I would like to add. If he sees a route that might get Marienburg back into the empire that's a little bit less than clean, I'd say he might take it. But for the most part, he's just going to, take the wealth that trade with Marienburg accrues and use it to improve the empire.
Hold on. You have a previous emperor? What's the point?
I'm curious.
Way more easy.
Unfortunately, not all of us can, you know, die, but the message doesn't stick because we can't even die right.
I don't know. It sounds like a skill issue to me.
Yeah. I'm the guy who doesn't know how to die and respawn.
All right. Next question. Can you address the allegations that Mr. Karl Franz is actually not part of the Holy Yakubian bloodline of the emperors, and that that bloodline actually belongs to Vlad von Karstein and his children?
I think there's no way I can address that allegation without getting lore crimes taken down, so I'm going to respectfully pass on that one.
Interesting. Interesting. And lastly, when I play Total War, if I'm the prince and emperor, why doesn't the Empire respect my authority? Why is everyone so mean to me?
Because if it was lore-accurate Karl Franz, the game would be too easy. It would start with, oh, by the way, the Empire is going to sweep through the entire goddamn planet now. Mm-hmm. So it's to give you some challenge and to really make you appreciate that Karl Franz is putting in hard work to keep the Empire afloat, which he does.
So you're telling me it's not lore-accurate? That they'd if it was lore-accurate, they'd all be my friend? They'd all respect the authority of Karl Franz?
They would respect the authority. They might not all be your friend because Boris Todbringer's a cunt.
Hey, don't talk about Alex Jones like that.
I'm saying that. What's the company that makes Total War?
Creative Assembly.
So yeah, that's the one. Creative Assembly basically just said, "Oh, you know, we can't make Karl Franz look too cool because you know it'd be like that." That's Creative Assembly wouldn't make a Total War 40K game with the Emperor in because they would know not to touch that territory. Say no. That's sacrosanct. That seems like a skill issue to me.
Sacrosanct,
this character is so meh.
What I'm hearing is if/when we get Total War 40K, there's a legendary Lord Karl Franz, but there's not going to be a legendary Lord Emperor of Mankind. It's a very interesting point you bring up, Andy. It's very interesting.
I'm just saying in the confrontation with Horus in the Siege of Terra End and the Death Free, it's basically stated that the Emperor is cyclical with Mankind. Mankind is the Emperor. The Emperor is Mankind. They're like conjoined at the hip. They are one and the same. Karl Franz is appointed as the ruler of humanity. The Emperor is humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't one of the biggest running themes in the Horus heresy that he's entirely disconnected?
Be quiet, you. Be quiet. Yeah, all right. Be quiet now. Yeah,
this is when quiet. You learn that Colin doesn't read Horus heresy books in full, but he does read them.
Be quiet, you. Shush.
Andy, that moves to my question. A bit of a harder one, unfortunately, but I'm only asking you one. So can you address the allegations that the Horus heresy is entirely the Emperor's fault?
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
All right, you know what? I can't beat that as an argument. Shit.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Chaos is a problem.
Uh-huh.
It's chaos' fault.
Okay, well, then can you address the allegations that the Emperor stole power from the Chaos Gods to make his children?
Well, it's fine if you steal it for a good reason.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to steal like something of like limitless power, steal it from the guy next door who's really mean. Mm-hmm. And that's like Robin Hood stuff right there. That's like, hey, this guy, he pees in communal like drinking water places, and he hits nuns, and he's a really nasty person.
But can you confirm
bad names on Reddit? Steal from him. Go for it. Why not?
Can you confirm that the Emperor essentially made a deal with Satan to make his children?
No, he didn't make a deal with Satan. He said, "Oh, Satan, what's that over there?" And Satan went, "Oh, that's like a really cool amount of power."
Mm-hmm.
But like, if anyone got that, that'd be like really, really like make them hench. And he went, "Oh, cool. And then when Satan wasn't looking, he nicked it. Like, that's a really cool thing. I don't know. Bro knows what he wants and he gets it. And what do you want me to say? He did a good job. He did a good thing.
All right. Okay.
I propose, Andy, if we'd like to break with tradition a bit, if we could ask each other a question.
Oh,
okay.
Do you have one you'd like to ask me? Because I do have one for you.
Well, go for yours, and I'll think of one as we do so.
So supposedly the Emperor of Mankind, the super charismatic fella, he's supposed, you know, people just instinctively go with him because he's a god, right? How do you explain that when the Emperor wasn't using his charisma, the single best argument he could come up with was, the difference is I know I am right.
Well, the thing was, his deific persona really didn't coalesce until the end of the Horus Heresy. There's a whole thing about the last three books where it's like, hey, Malkador's like, oh, wait a minute. In our moment of direst need, people are praying to the Emperor. This is bad. But he's kind of preoccupied fending off all of hell in the throne room. That's bad. But because people are praying to him, he's now becoming a god in his own right, even though he doesn't want to, which actually gives credence to the idea that he was like, hey, you shouldn't worship me. This is bad. And it's like, yeah, but even then, despite everything he did, people gonna be people. They want to praise when they praise. They want to say, hallelujah, big emperor of mankind. And like, when people are knocking down the door, you'll go for anything you can get to try and escape the terror of chaos.
I see, that is well and good, but that didn't answer my question. It's how do you defend the fact that when he's not psychically brainwashing people to just listen to him, the best argument he can come up with, as per the last church, is, dude, trust me.
Well, the thing was, he would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for that meddling Magnus. It was like, hey,
Magnus isn't born!
I'm just saying, before Magnus, he was about to quarterize chaos from... like, he was going to literally cut chaos from humanity forever and be like, we're going to take the webway, going to travel through that, we're not going to have any problems, we'll have conquered all the galaxy. Like with Ferris Manus, who's like, I'm going to get rid of all these mechanical bits because it's cringe. In truth, at the end of the day, he would have been like, right, now we can exist in peace, we'll do our job. I was this close, and then Magnus had to come around and do everything wrong, as he always does, which is a thing that the writer confirmed. He did everything wrong all the time. It's not my fault. It's this meddling Cyclops fella. It's his fault.
This is an interesting strategy to blame Magnus for something that happened before he was born. This is a new meta.
Mm-hmm. Magnus was a primordial cringe lord. That's his thing. He's always been cringe. Even before he was born, he was cringe. He transcends cringe to before he was even born. Before he was a glimmer in the Emperor's eye, he was cringe. That's my excuse. I've got to come up with a question.
If you need a moment to cook, I do need to use the bathroom quite bad because my blood sugar.
Okay, go back. Go back.
So I take all the time to cook you need because I gotta piss.
Okay. Okay. Colin's right.
Holy cow. Dota 2 from Mike once again. Dota 2 is gonna happen, my brother. I haven't had time to stream in the last few days, unfortunately. Okay, should we do our minute of hate?
Yeah, let's do the versus.
This is our longest versus yet. Hal's not here. There,
it's two minutes of hate. Also, Andy, did you have a question for me, or did you want to?
Move on. All right. Okay, I'll just go with something simple. Like, generally speaking, if you were to swap places with the Emperor with Karl Franz, do you honestly think Karl Franz could have done a better job with his current state? Like, no psychic powers. No sword that quells demons, just like Karl Franz as he is in the 41st millennium. You can't put him on the golden throne. He has no psychic powers. Do you honestly think he could like stop the Imperium from dying?
I honestly think he wouldn't make the Imperium as it is. He wouldn't make the galaxy spanning crumbling empire that's like has no one to call on because it has no allies because it's all there is. I think he would take a much more reasonable approach than the Emperor did, which in a rare moment, I will give the Emperor some credit. He, with his limited foresight, you know, he saw chaos was going to be a problem. He knew the orcs were getting stronger, but I think Karl Franz would have handled it in a better way. He would have made allies with people such as the Interrex, who had great knowledge on chaos, but it wasn't what the Emperor felt was best, so we had them glassed like Reach.
To be fair, that wasn't the Emperor, that was Horus.
Fair, but
and that was Erebus as well.
It's with the Emperor's policy, like Horus wanting to talk to the Inarex. If I remember correctly, even Sanguinius, who's like the poster boy of good boy Primarch, was like, you want to talk to them? But they're bad guys because Dad said so. Whereas Karl Franz wouldn't put those policies into place. That like any of the more pleasant Xenos or other human factions of the Great Crusade would be around to offer aid and technology and help in their own ways. Whereas the Emperor has the Imperium, and I will give him his credit. It's a galaxy-wide Imperium. But when it cracked in half, he had no one to turn to because all of his allies left, and so did half his kids. I do think Karl would at least... He wouldn't make as big as an empire, I'll say that. I think he would make a better one.
That was a good answer.
I don't know. I don't know how his diplomacy would go with the Tyranids. That's all I'm saying.
Some enemy. Although, if we're gonna split hairs like that, he's got 10,000 years before he has to worry about those.
He'll probably be better at making friends to fight against the Tyranids.
Necrons. I feel like Necrons just been like, get away from me.
I think if the Necrons made friends with Nante, they'd make friends with the Prince and Emperor.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready for our 2 minutes of hate?
Andy, would you like to switch places, or am I still going first?
I'd like to keep to tradition.
Okay. In that case.
But to help, I will show my cringe.
It's still stuck
during your moment.
Andy, it is still stuck on the same freeze frame from last time.
I'm aware, but I'm going to use this to help you.
That's fair. All right. Then I need to take a... Let me raise a glass. This is not water. Wow. This is going to hurt.
Well, he's warm now.
Oh, God. Tito sucks.
This guy's alcohol maxing right now.
I need to get ready. And Eli, I do hope you forgive me. I will prove to you I'm doing it. A timer of my own.
Wow.
Is that quite okay? As you can see,
counting
down 2 minutes. Wow. Andy, do I have your consent for this as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Let's start. So, are you aware that we're talking about Karl fucking Franz? You know what you're talking about? Oh, I'm the Emperor of Mankind. Oh, I got a fucking sword. You know what says a sword? Every loser in fucking history. Oh, I got a sword. I'm Charlemagne. Oh, I'm fucking... Everyone, I have a sword because I'm an original. Karl has a hammer because he's fucking awesome. He's got a griffin. Which Biggie didn't have. You know, what's Biggie's mount? Oh, it's a battleship. Oh, good. You know who else is a battleship mount? Everyone in 40K. You aren't special. That's not special. Oh, I had a religion start after me that you didn't want, and you're a shit god. So you go, oh, Biggie's a god. Karl's just a man. Karl's just a man, which is the most fundamental part of why he's a cool guy. And the Biggie's a shit god, and he's an even shitter human being. Big Imperium. Oh, good, you got a big Imperium. Half of it broke apart. It stuck around for 10,000 years, and it's been shit ever since the foundations of the Great Crusade. You know what hasn't been? The Empire of Man, because it's grown. It was barbarians. It's turned into the Renaissance and the Industrial Revolution. Would you go, oh, that's not impressive. It's a fantasy world. It's a growing civilization. It has grown and prospered. You know what hasn't? Biggie's shithole of an Imperium, which sucks in every measurable regard, except winning the gold medal of racism. Congratulations. Karl Franz is a fucking hero. You know who's not a hero? The Big E. Constantine Daldor. Every time he kills someone, he hears tyrant flash in his mind. You know what happens when Karl Franz and his soldiers fight? They fight for their freedom and their empire and humanity and their allies. Because if the dwarfs like Karl Franz, then you can go to hell. And if you don't think the dwarfs would not like the Emperor, he'd have a whole fucking separate great book of grudges to himself because he sucks. It is Franz who wins. You don't.
Yeah! Oh, holy frick! He did it! He did it! He did
it! Great timing as well.
Anyway,
this is a momentous day. Clip that. Somebody clip that. This is the biggest day of war crimes ever. We got Colin Gritty. We got Colin Gritty for Karl Franz. Holy frick.
Boy, recording after this is going to not be pleasant.
glorious 2 minutes, Sir Colin. Good work. That was very good. Andy, are you prepared?
I am.
Yeah, a little disadvantage because we can't see your face.
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Cute. Okay, let's go down to brass tacks. So, Carl Franz, you say, oh, well, he made a little civilization in his own spare time with pocket money and change. The emperor did that 100 times over. The man's lived for over 30,000 years. Everything Carl Franz has done, he's done tenfold, if not 1,000-fold. Carl Franz, oh, I united the species. Let's not forget, the emperor was there during the golden age of humanity. Everything when we were collaborating and working with other species, because the Imperium worked with other species for a time, the emperor did. Carl Franz is playing off the emperor's rule book. He's just not gotten to the later chapters. Man has no credibility. Yes, he's a nice guy. Yes, he's cool. But the emperor used to be a nice guy. The emperor even said, I'm not even going to be involved in war or conflict because I want to see what this species can do without me. And it all went to hell without him. And then he went, right, I've got to do this myself. The emperor is more powerful. The emperor has a bigger empire. The emperor has a bigger schlong. We all know it. He has better drip. He has way more accolades and deeds under his name. If the emperor was in the place of Carl Franz, just bear smoke, the guy would end the end times before they even ended it. He would have been like, that chaos guy, bam, he's gone. That chaos guy. Like, Colin, when has Carl Franz ever humbled a chaos god? Never. God Emperor stole power from them. He also damaged Nurgle recently by inhabiting his son as an avatar. Bro burned Nurgle's garden, and he also told Khorne that he's a bitch. Like, the big E is the big E for a reason. There's a reason we don't call him Big Carl or Big Franz, because he's small. He's a little itty butt. Little bitty guy. Little bitty emperor. Oh, you're an emperor? Oh, that's a pretty bold term for a guy who's barely got, like, a bit of landmass. Emperor is a star-spanning empire. You're a little bitch, Carl Franz. You're cool, but you ain't no Big E.
Arms up, Mr. Andy. Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice. All right. I think I've asked you both enough questions. So let me tally my points right now.
I would like, before you tally your points, just to call out Thankwell. I don't damage my followers. I goon them. Oh my God. Okay. That was all.
Thankwell, eat Andy's liver. I'm Colin's top guy. I'm glad you're happy, chat. We got the gritty. All right, so I got one.
Just imagining Thankwell doing a Silence of the Lamb. Like, the remembrance's liver with some fava beams.
Some shanti.
With a nice Chianti. We should start calling him Big Franz. What's your opinion on this, Colin? Should we call him Big Franz?
He's Big K. Okay. Special K.
Special K.
Oh, gosh.
He's got a cereal named after him.
As seen on Reader's Digest, Big Frog.
can we get the poll up for the chat?
Oh, good point. I forgot because I am not very clever.
It's okay.
Thankwell, no, you cannot get that.
There we go. Poll is up. Okay. So vote who you thought was better, Rover.
I will refrain from voting. You know what, Andy? Let's just each vote for ourselves so we can see the poll.
That's a good point. Oh, I can see it. There we go. Oh, no. Oh, no. Guys! Guys, what the hell? Give me a vote. Why? Why have you done this?
Gosh.
Honestly, I think this all comes down to literally, it doesn't matter how many arguments I make. It's just like, I think he's a nice guy. It doesn't matter.
Just, screaming and grittying. Summon
the electric counts. Summon
the electric counts.
More like, summon the electric. C words, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Oh
my gosh. Sorry.
The longest video yet, baby.
I don't know. My emperor could beat up your emperor. I'm going to... it's fine.
Andy's losing the same way he lost to Beale to Anversus.
I'm a good and a gracious loser. How dare you? It's not fair. my camera broke during stream, and there were a bunch of Alpha Legion sleeper agents in chat. It's not fair.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, now that
you yourself said you were biased from the outset.
why don't we read out the couple last donations, and then I'll say what the scores are tallied are.
Okay. Nolan Baker for $5 Canadian. Do Bretonians have sphincter issues on account of the horses?
Okay.
It's pretty hard on the team.
I don't want to answer that question. I don't like thinking about that.
Blessed be Big E says,
Thank you very much.
Al Bass. Yes, blessed be indeed.
Raw, you're cheap.
You want to read this one?
Yes, thank you for the $20, Mr. Raw. Carl, why is the Empire... why is the Empire always on the defensive rather than offensive? So, Emperor, how can you justify losing half the Imperium to Chaos within 14 years during Horus Heresy? Yeah. When it took Chaos 6,000 years to take one planet in fantasy.
I'm just saying...
That's a pretty good question.
Well, here's the thing. Think about force multipliers. One world besieged by whatever landmass is contained by each threat. If you have a million... worlds and half of them become traitor, that's a force multiplier. It's not just like, oh, there's a bunch of people across the river shooting you with muskets. That's, we're being attacked by air, by land, there's resources, there's trade routes, there's oogly boogly powers from chaos, there's all sorts of stuff going on there. That's like crazy bad. There's so much stuff.
Andy's conveniently forgetting that the same demons exist in both settings.
Yeah, but a demon army isn't spacebound. There's no verticality. It's like you can use a trebuchet, or you can use a boat, a ship, but there's no orbital bombardment. There's no exterminatus. There's no warp rifts consuming entire planets. Like, the scale of Warhammer 40K is so big. So, like,
there's no warp rifts. I've played Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, Andy. They still got warp rifts. Do not be an old lady in front of
people that have. Where's original?
We're talking about original. Which one came first? 40K or Fantasy?
I was saying Werther's originals. They're sweet in the UK that old people eat. Yeah.
Well, I can't put the rage back in the bottle, so
it's filling up. Korn's favorite soldier.
Finny, thank you for the $4.99. All right, Colleen, all of Eldar psychic nonsense can be summed up to do trust me, bro. You know, maybe if Eldrad talked to Khan instead of Ferris. Pretty true. I bet the Khan would listen to Khan might listen to Eldrad.
A very simple question. If Eldrad was smart and written smartly, we wouldn't have a Horus Heresy. Same for like everyone in the Heresy. If they were written smart, we wouldn't have 40K.
If there's no Lair Blade, we'd have no freaking Horus Heresy at all. Mistake, like, bro, 1 million plot. 1 million plot.
I must admit, I've been so tempted to order Eli a Lair Blade body pillow, just as a meme, just so that he puts it in the corner. He's like, I hate this. Anyway, Bean.
Thank you, Bean.
Bean for $5. I bring a two bodies in one grave vibe to the Halo ring that the Reclaim doesn't relay.
Two corpses in one grave.
Thank you for the Halo reference. Great. Man USA, $2. Thank you. Colin, who in all of Warhammer gets the Glory Hammer?
None of them do. Only Angus McFife gets the Glory Hammer.
That's right.
What is the Glory Hammer?
Angus McFife is a hero in this house.
What's a Glory Hammer?
It's a band. It's a power metal band. They sing about their D&D. So. I'm pretty sure.
But there's no because the only thing is, when I see Glory Hammer, I think like, ugh, like a glory.
No, it's not like that. No. You are disgracing.
I know the band. This is their sci-fi fantasy D&D sessions. They're crazy songs and videos.
Their songs are. It's off-brand 40K.
I know the band. Yeah,
but I mean that in every complimentary way. Mm.
Dante, thank you for CLP. Thank you very much. I love you guys. No homo. We love you too, Berta.
We love you too. No homo.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little bit. 5%. 10%.
Have you seen what Thankful says? Right, Donkey Man USA, thank you for the 5. Colin and I both doing vodka shots. Base. Very nice.
I had to power up, and I'm glad you were with me, like the spirit bomb.
wait, hold on. Colin was using performance-enhancing drugs? Yeah. That's not fair.
Yeah, vodka's definitely... That's what we call that.
Certainly for entertainment.
You know what? You do have me on that one. Morningstar, I will happily read this one out. Carl wins because he has natural charisma. Emps need psychic charisma to make people give him what he wants. One has Riz, the other fakes it. It's truth.
It is truth. All right.
I know when I'm beat.
All right. Well, the total points. Colin has a total of 18 points. And Andy with a total of 14 points. So that is that. Unfortunately, Andy's 5 minutes, a lot of his 5 minutes was spent talking negatively about the opponent instead of talking positively about the Emperor of Mankind. So he lost a lot of points in the first round, but he got them back in the third round, where Colin only got 1 point by showing off his model. And then the rest of his points were just making fun of the Emperor, so they didn't count for much. But then the round of hate, people got a lot of their points.
I'm just going to put it out there. Colin won because he did the gritty on camera.
Hey, I just tallied up the points. Whatever you guys had, good points.
Oh yeah.
Truthfully,
yeah. I was just doing my job. I was just following orders. Said Eli.
You know, even I think Colin got like 4 or 5 points for the last thing. If I took off two of those, he would still have won. To be fair, I think your first round was the toughest one because Colin got a lot of points in round one.
I still maintain that, like, if you were to switch the two over, not talking about their morals, not talking about, like, just capabilities, mm-hmm. I think it would be a wipe. Like, generally, just the Emperor is such a, like, he's difficult to defend in terms of, like, his personality. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, power, if you were to do one of those, like, you know, those kind of cringe shorts on YouTube, was just like, so-and-so versus so-and-so, power, one, constitution, one, one. It's like, Emperor would be like, win. Charisma loses, and then be win, because he's just kind of like, he's just powerful. That's his whole thing. That's his shtick.
You did lose a point, Andy, because you didn't have a rebuttal for the Horus Heresy question. I had to take off a point for that.
Why? I rebutted. Fine.
You said no.
Yeah, it was a valid... I will refer to you, William Shakespeare. Brevity is the soul of wit.
Mm-hmm. Also, you didn't really answer my first question about Erda either, so I couldn't give you a
also,
point for that
also,
one.
Also, to quote Albert Einstein, a man who can't explain something simply doesn't know what he's talking about, so I thought, I'll do it in one word. There you go.
Uh-huh. Well, it was still a good fight. It was not that far off. It was still pretty close.
It was fun. It was fun.
Very good.
I knew the thing is, before we even started, I knew people would be like against the Emperor because he's
hard to justify, difficult. And he is a bad Emperor in the end.
Yeah.
So
I don't remember who it was. I don't know. I've heard before mentioned like the Emperor does not do much emperoring, as it were.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, could you imagine how much paperwork there is to to govern a million worlds? Yeah. That's a lot.
I can't imagine it because the Administratum exists and it's a nightmare.
Yeah, that's true. But the Emperor just doesn't do anything after Ulanor. He just goes and works on the webway, but doesn't actually tell anybody about it. And then his project's destroyed because he didn't tell anybody about it.
Well, the idea is that, again, it's like if anyone knew about it, they'd be tempted by chaos. And to be fair to the Emperor, the minute Erebus got whiff of the Chaos Gods, he became corrupted. The minute Lorgar did, he became corrupted. The minute that
Lorgar's fault, though. Lorgar
even Magnus, who's trying to do the right thing, what plays into Chaos's hands, and that's the kind of idea of like, when you try to do the right thing, you still mess it up, and he messed things up more than anyone.
But if the Emperor told Magnus that would happen if he talked to the weird guys in the warp, after knowing that Magnus talks to the weird things in the warp.
He did tell one of his sons, he told Korax.
Mm-hmm. But that leaves out Korax. The other 21 of them.
Yeah. But again, like Korax was the only one who's like, He's cringe. He's emo. He'll be fine. He likes Hot Topic. He'll just
you
buy
would
some
think
more
he would tell. You would think he would tell the guy who is like one with the warp about what's inside of the warp, the thing that he's playing with all the time and studying.
I'm just saying.
I mean, even the White Scars kind of knew about chaos. They were just like, "Oh, this is weird." They're like, "Don't trust it. It's weird." And they're like, "Okay, it's weird."
I'm just saying. You know, the average Empire State Trooper knows all about chaos, and their response is, "Knuckle up, fucko. It's time to fight."
Yep. Yeah. That's ironically, religious devotion is what you know wards against chaos the best. I would argue.
In the words of Victor Saltzpire, "Blessed Sigma."
That's right. If the Emperor let Logar worship him as a god and do his word bearer things, I think they could have probably avoided a lot of the Horus Heresy. That's how it turned out in the end, anyways. So.
I'm just saying the iconoclasts, they were known then, were burning books. I don't know. I think the word bearers were kind of messed up from the start.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like the Emperor didn't get rid of every religious information ever.
I'm gonna throw a controversial statement out there. I think all of the augmented child soldiers were a bit messed up from the start. I think
No. Jagatai and Vulcan are precious boys. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Jagatai didn't even like the Emperor. He knew he was bad. Yeah. He knew he was wrong.
That's why he's my favorite Primarch. He was just like, he looks around, sees like a billion Astartes, and goes, "Well, I don't really want my whole civilization to die. I guess I'll comply."
He basically went to Sanguinius. He's like, "Do you actually believe this crap?" And Sanguinius was like, "Yeah, not really, but you know, it's what we tell our
people." I'm not even an angel mate. And he's like, "Yeah, I know." they were good mates.
Same with Russ. He knew plenty of the truths. He didn't believe it, but he was still a loyal guy, to be fair.
Shifty Uncle Malkador telling him all the secrets. Mm-hmm.
That's why Jagatai is great, because he's realizing, yeah, the Emperor is kind of whack, but you know what's more whack? Hell.
Hell. No, it's more whack not being able to ride and have a beer. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I miss him. He's out there getting chicks in the Jukari land.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of girlfriends.
He's a Harlequin now.
Camarade.
he's
hanging with the Harlequins. He's hanging with the Harlequins going, "This is whack." And they're like, "Yeah." It's like, "Oh, what's the time? End times? Oh, off I go, lads."
Oh, the Randadandra is happening, apparently. So that's literally the end times.
The Phoenix Lords have come back en masse.
Except for Karandras, because, you know, we hate Karandras, apparently.
Real question from Bean.
Oh, I saw
the two, that's the better jawline.
Allow me to just put this image of his family in the general lore crimes chat. Behold the brick jaw.
I got a weird comment the other day.
That is a blunt weapon.
Oh my god. He looks
quite his image.
His face looks like it's made of putty. What is going on there?
Just like we don't understand.
You see, it's a metaphor for how he molds the Empire of Man like clay in his hand.
Uh-huh. All I'm saying is I did a post on my channel about the merch, and I had me in a t-shirt giving a thumbs up, and I had a comment like, "Man has the jawline of Perturabo." I didn't know how to feel.
I don't know.
It felt half insult, half praise, and I was uncertain.
Pull about another picture. I don't frequently.
Sigmar's jawline could be a warhead. Very true. I mean, I feel like it would have been more sense to do Sigmar versus the Emperor. But I mean, Karl Franz is an Emperor, so you know, never mind.
I feel like Sigmar would do worse because Sigmar is a bit more generic. Yeah. It's like, oh, he's just like a barbarian. He's like Talos from Elder Scrolls.
He's the 21st Primarch. He's the 21st Primarch, guys.
Shut up.
The 20th. Sorry, there's 20, not 22.
22nd. 22nd.
No, there would be 21.
Yeah,
Farius Omega.
Yeah.
But I know Sigmar's a bit more like,
he wants to kill Colin. He wants to fight him so bad. Colin got that Perturabo hairline.
Right, that's rude. That's mean.
Thoughts on Karl getting ganged up on in the Omens of Destruction trailer?
I refer to the Watchmen scene where Rorschach isn't locked in there with them. He's they're locked in there with him.
What is this?
Oh, it's the newest Total War DLC trailer.
Oh.
It opens with
also drink water. Sorry.
So it opens with I think it's Gorfang Rotgut, the Skull Taker, and the ogre whose name I can't say on YouTube.
interesting.
Gorf Man Eater, and I can't finish okay, Gorf. I can't finish that name.
Just call him Golgag.
I do love Skull Taker. I love Golg. That guy.
Yeah, I call him Golg. His name is Golg.
Golgag. There you go. He gags on the gold. Good.
There we go.
Done.
Gorf is from a Reggie video. That's not. That's it's Golg.
And Donkey Man USA for five buckaroos. Speaking forehead. I also got that bricky style forehead. I also have voluminous, glorious auburn hair.
Wow.
Lovely.
Very nice.
We should kill Bricky for not liking BattleTech.
Wow. Why doesn't he like BattleTech?
I don't know. It was on one of the Adric streams. He just said he's not into it.
Wow.
I remember playing Mech Assault and Mech Assault 2, and then I didn't play for ages, and then I played 5 and went, oh, it's still going. Wow. Yeah.
They actually put out a... I think it's... What is it called? It's technically a different game to Mech 5, but it's still called Mech 5. It's like how ODST is Halo 3 ODST.
Mm. My real-life friend is actually like the tech guy for one of the BattleTech MMOs.
Oh, shit, really?
Like, you call and you get a ticket number, and he fixes your game or whatever for you with the ticket number.
Tech Warrior.
Emotech.
Also, there you go. Do you want to read that?
Emotech for the $20. That's my emperor right there, him and Anva. Mm. I have come here amidst working on college work. Well, I should probably finish the man. The emperor may God curse his name, boiling in liquid shit for all eternity. Is at best how he's written, a moron. Sigmar is base. Wow, this guy hates the emperor. I can respect that.
I don't get it. Why do all these people hate this tyrannical demagogue? I don't get it. It doesn't work.
He was cooler in old lore when, you know, there weren't 100 Horus Heresy books of him being awful. But
he was a well-meaning tyrant, and also I'm gonna say it before they Reddit atheismed him.
Yeah.
Because old lore, there was no imperial truth. I'll even, you know what? I swear I'm pulling something up actually relevant.
A lot of old, at least when I was a kid, people would always say that the emperor did a lot of Jesus things. I don't know where that's from, but people would say that all the time.
May I read the first two first three sentences of the old Warhammer book openings? It is the 41st millennium. For more than 100 centuries, the emperor has sat immobile on the golden throne of Earth. He is the master of mankind by the will of the gods, and master of a million worlds by the might of his inexhaustible armies. And I want to go down that timeline.
Yep.
I want to see the Imperial Pantheon.
I miss the old Warhammer lore. I miss it. Take the Primarchs away. I don't want to see them anymore.
New stuff does give us stuff like Istvan, though. Istvan 3 is cool.
Yeah.
Can we make Caiaphas Kane the first god of goofers?
No, he has to be an imperial saint so he can never be free of Genis.
That's what I mean. We need an imperial saint of being stoic and boring, and we make that Sigismund. And then we go, imperial saint of being a goofy goober is Caiaphas Kane. And then imperial saint of granddads is Sebastian Yarrick. There you go. Done.
Except everyone thinks Caiaphas Kane is the saint of being stuffy and boring.
I just like the idea that living Saint Sebastian Yarrick would just shout, get off my lawn! And that's his entire character arc.
Thankwall is asking Colin for a kissy.
No. You're not getting that. Andy gave you something.
You're like, can you tell your wife you love her, bro? I tell her every day. Don't worry.
Chat's getting weird. Should we call it a wrap?
Colin, can I get a fighty?
Yes, we can. All right, fucking put him up.
Hal would have never let this episode go past 45 minutes.
Hal would have been.
Oh, gosh.
All right, well, thanks everyone for joining us.
Thank you very much for doing
it. All for coming.
That was a resounding 3-0 to me. I've never won a versus. I'm bad at this.
My throat
hurts. To be fair, I think, you know, it was a good laugh anyway. And hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. We'll be back next week. This next week, Eli is going to be off, but Hal will be back. And we'll catch you all on the next stream.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Have a pleasant night, evening, whatever it is. And yeah, see you later, everyone.
Farewell. Bye.